Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are seven pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all seven areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all seven areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all seven areas of life? You got this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're my neighbor.
I am.
I was so happy when I was walking my dog the other morning and I saw the truck that said Four Sigmatic Mushrooms. I'm like, oh my God, this is my favorite nutritional supplement and they have a truck. You were standing in front of it. And I'm like, could that be one of the executives of Four Sigmatic Mushrooms? And sure enough, it was you. So I was so excited to find you on a dog walk and just talk to you more about your journey, because Four Sigmatics Mushrooms is such a cutting edge product. I'm actually drinking the matcha latte and it's awesome. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I was looking a little bit up about your story and you said that you got on a health and wellness journey based on an accident. So tell us how you got on a path of health and wellness.
It pretty much all started when I moved to LA. I'm originally from Reno, in the Tahoe area. So I moved to LA when I was 22 in 2012, with my little brother. And before that, I had an accident when I was 21. Where I was crossing a crosswalk and I got hit by a truck at 48 miles an hour and flew 50 feet. And from that, I didn't have, I guess you could call it a near-death experience. I had no pulse when people arrived at the scene. I had a very large laceration in the back of my head and I was bleeding out. And so I was resuscitated and then rushed to the ambulance, or put in the ambulance and rushed to the hospital. And then, so from that, it just, there are many things that accumulated from that. I had a brain hemorrhage in my right temporal lobe. So I had a very severe TBI that should have put me in a state of, in a coma, a vegetative state, or killed me. But because of where it was in my right temporal lobe, it was, the best place apparently that you could ever get a brain bleed, because it just affects your speech and I think short-term memory loss. And then I had two partially torn ACLs, and it's really just kind of been this journey of, living. And then that's kind of what brought me to LA. My brother had asked me if I wanted to move to Los Angeles. once he graduated high school. And from there, I moved here, and it pretty much just started that whole journey. Just living here, the type of people that live here, the conscious-minded, the vegans, the meatitarian, just everything. There's just so much more variety here and so many different things to learn that I very much am a person who embraces it all. And I just learned a lot. And then pretty much when I, cannabis was the first thing that really like shifted everything for me. So.
Do you believe in healing through nature?
I can't hear you that well.
Oh, you believe in healing through nature, not through Western medicine and
symptoms. We are nature. And I think that Western medicine has its place. I was supposed to have brain surgery and ACL surgery, and I denied both of them. So I've kind of just been on this journey of oneself, and the power that one's body and mind has over everything is far more vast than us, than we really give it credit for. That's what I've learned.
So was it a combination of natural supplements as well as using spirituality and affirmative positive thinking that healed your body?
A little over a year and a half until I moved here. And during that year and a half, I was a much different creature. I was also in a much different state of mind. I was very much, obviously when you get hit by a piece of metal that hard and get flown, your life kind of changes and you begin to look at things a lot differently. And I remember once I found out I had my brain hemorrhage and I left the neurologist and I was driving home with my mom. I was in the car and I was just thinking to myself, I was a very trepidatious kid when I was younger. Like, I was always the type to look before I leapt. I also did extreme sports my whole life. So whether it be water skiing, wakeboarding, snow skiing, I've never snowboarded. I come from a family of skiers, and luckily those sports really, I think, helped me through my accident, because my body naturally kind of knows how to take hits and falls. Mm-hmm. For example, I just hit a tree snow skiing last season, which was my first time in my whole life ever doing that, which was a pretty scary thing.
Yeah.
Back to what I was saying though. Just extreme sports. I don't remember where I was going off of that.
I was asking you if you use spirituality or affirmations or any mental things in addition to the natural products to help heal your body.
So the first year and a half, no. I was very much like in a less conscious mindset in the sense of I was drinking, I was pretty much just living and doing what I wanted to do, because at that point in my life, there was a good chance that I had more of a fatality rate or more of the unknown. Like, for 2 months, I lived with that brain hemorrhage and had to get a checkup every single week, an MRI, just to see how the brain bleed was doing. So when you just go through that, and then so to answer your question, no, it wasn't really anything other than I've kind of always been a spiritual person my entire life growing up, not knowing that was called spirituality. I was just very much attuned with life and nature. I grew up, you know, in the wintertime, I was always on a mountain. I've never been to church. My church was the lake or the mountains. So I've kind of just always lived that way. And it's funny because, like, I don't get sick often. And I recently got sick. I just had some stomach bug few months ago. And when you get put down in that state, it's one of my favorite places to be in, actually, because you go deep. Like, you have no other choice but to go inward. And I feel that's when a lot of healing begins to happen. And whether it's from an injury, whether it's from a heartbreak, whether it's from whatever, it's when you actually like take the time to stop and go deep in and focus on what is coming up mm-hmm. is what actually allows and helps you to move forward. I think took all of that in through any time when I was young, when I was sick, like older now, looking back, that's what I always did. And like through my injuries, it has always been that way, is where like, and I was given the time, obviously being hit by a truck, I was given 2 months where I had to drop work, I had to drop school, I had to drop literally my whole life and focus on just me. And then that is really what like progressed all that. So once I moved here and began to learn more, and obviously aging is a thing, like I also used to weigh about 45 pounds heavier than I am now. I gained a lot of weight after I got hit. So I've been like on both ends. And so I weighed a lot when I moved here. And then once I started, I had a really good, my brother's friend was vegan at the time. And I mean, I support vegans. I support vegetarians. It's whatever floats your boat because everybody's different. But growing up in Reno, there aren't many vegans. And so you don't learn about that. You don't have that influence. And like, it was just like, I guess living here, I have begun to, is pretty much what started that whole journey in order to help others.
That's wonderful. So how did you go? Because we were talking a little bit when we met on the sidewalk. How did you go from working in Air One as a grocery store clerk to being an executive at Four Sigmatic Mushrooms? A lot of people here want to own their own business. They're entrepreneurs and they don't know how they're going to have the capital to invest or how they're going to create opportunities. So I want to hear your journey as an entrepreneur.
I don't know if I'm technically an executive in the company. I'll put that out there right now.
You're a manager. I mean, that's
correct.
Manager is.
That sounds so official, executive.
Your management.
I wasn't just a clerk at Air One. I helped open the one in Venice up. So I worked in our tonic bar or in their tonic bar. Mm-hmm.
Where you can get a $20 smoothie.
So true.
For people not in LA, yes. People in LA spend $20. I had the funniest thing happen in a yoga class. She's like, this pose is for self-soothing. Ladies, you're not always going to have a $20 smoothie at Air One available to soothe yourself.
You're not. But you can definitely make it at home.
Using your products. We're going to get to that. So you were running the tonic bar at Air One.
Yeah. So that's pretty much where I got all my education. And it's really what Lion's Mane was the first mushroom. So I was doing coffee before I really even got into all this. Like what got me into this, this started with cannabis, and which really opened my whole eyes, all of it. And just taught me more through, it just showed me more that there's way more going on here than, and this is before it even became, it was not legal, obviously, at the time. There was only through any prescription. It's the only way you could get it. So it's not where it is now. And at the time I was like, how is this being held from us? Because it was something that I felt in my body that was helping so much. And which then just led into the bigger awareness that, okay, if this plant can do this for me, then everything that I've been learned about mushrooms has to be, something else has to be there. Which then just opened up into psychedelics, which then just opened my world up into the mushrooms that I work with now. Lion's Mane being the one that really opened that door for me in this. My buddy brought me to Air One at the time, told me about this tonic bar. He did a coffee install there. He's like, you got to try it out. So I tried their brain tonic, which had this mushroom called Lion's Mane. And so I started plucking this guy's brain who was making it for me. And he started just like spitting off all of these benefits that you get from it. And I remember driving home, and it was Lion's Mane and plus like ginkgo biloba and rhodiola and all of these other herbs that help with brain function. And I remember driving home with my buddy, and I was driving home and I just had this like intense sense of clarity like seeing, driving, everything was super clear. And I was like, whoa, there's something about this. So from there, it pretty much, my interest got spiked. I didn't have my coffee job anymore. Erewhon was hiring. I was at the time thinking of moving back home. It was just like back and forth, and it kept me here, you know. And I did my training. I helped open the Erewhon in Venice up. And again, the way stuff worked out, it's, life is very strange. Our manager at the time had to leave. So pretty much everybody in the Tonic Bar got to fend for themselves, and it was quite a democracy, which was great because it really left it up to us to run the entire thing for the first like year and a half. And that's where I got all my education. And then from there, I heard tarot. So tarot and me share the same, or at the time had the same friend. Tarot's the owner of Force Somatic,
Finland, that you were telling me about.
Correct.
And I researched him. Yeah, his dad gave him the passion for mushrooms.
Correct. But yeah. I've been to his farm in Finland before, and he's 13 generations deep. So I think his family's had that farm since the 1600s.
Wow.
And I've been there, and it's really, you know, it's cool. Me and Taro have like the same, I think, kind of background of our love for nature and growing up in it, and like having a real respect for it, especially like seeing where he came from, and like he grew up pretty much with the fairies and the elves, and like it's really magical. Like he grew up on acres and acres and acres of just beautiful land in Finland, where everything's alive. You like take a step and like everything's moving. It's super rich, and yeah.
Sounds like the movie Avatar.
I felt like it when I was there. Mm. But anyway, so that...
So someone was telling you about tarot. How did you meet him?
We had a mutual friend, and I think the first time I actually met tarot was when I went over to her house, and he was there making chocolate, as he normally does. And that was like, I think, our first interaction. And then a few things happened where they were opening their first retail space on Abbot Kinney, and me and Taro crossed paths, and he told me about this idea that he had where he wanted to have this space where people could come and learn about all of these mushrooms and herbs, and you could serve them drinks for free. And coming from a place where I was serving $20 smoothies to a place where I could give stuff away for free, I'm definitely more on like the free side of things in education. And it kind of just, I saw that they're hiring, and I applied for it, and I ended up getting it. And then from there, kind of the rest is history. And there's a lot of history that's being made.
That's incredible. I think I've met you now that you talk on that in the Abbot Kinney store. And I think you served me some free Four Sigmatic. It's all like coming back to me now. And I love that. Like, you can just try whatever you want there. Like, that's the best way to sell a product, is let the product sell itself. And that way you don't have to convince anyone.
Exactly. Well, the whole thing is also bridging that gap. Cause I know I used to be in the place that so many Western people are in, because it's something we are not educated on. Especially since like I got hit, it's very much been a Western Eastern thing always. Yeah. Like, and I've kind of just gone, you know, I feel like there's no right and wrong either, or like each has its place, but I feel that the traditional Eastern way of things is very much something that there's just more of a power to it, because you, at least for me, through all of the pain that I've been through and all of the things that are against me, when you can actually overcome that through yourself rather than like medicating yourself, I'm just very happy I didn't go that route, because I would probably be living a much different life than I am now.
Well, I was researching mushrooms for this interview, and penicillin is made from mushrooms.
Correct.
So a lot of the most potent Western medicines are mushroom-based. So I was going to ask you next, why are mushrooms so powerful?
A lot of different reasons. There depends on which mushrooms that you're talking about, but they have amazing antioxidants.
Let's talk about the greatest hits.
Well, antioxidants and polysaccharides mainly, so fat solubles, they're just nutrients that actually feed your cells. The thing is, like, so we're bridging the gap. What the shroom and the mushroom mobile do is, like, bridges the gap between the uneducated and the educated to bring it together, so you can actually, like, educate people on what all of these things do. So there's certain mushrooms that go to different hemispheres of the body. They all go to different organs, and they all do various different things. It just depends on which one you're talking about. But the antioxidant properties is a huge part. Antioxidants obviously help with free radical stress. That's what is the result of aging, is the death of cells. So you are what you eat. And so, there's no, I think, truer statement than that. Mm. We work with the four main mushrooms we work with is reishi, lion's mane, chaga, and cordyceps. And they, one's more for energy, one's more for focus, one's really great for hormonal balance and helps you chill. And the other
one. Which one is known for which thing? Like, which one's the best for energy?
Energy would be more for cordyceps.
Okay.
Focus, lion's mane.
Okay.
Immune support or well-being would be chaga. Mm-hmm. And then the chill or sleep would be reishi. But it's also a mushroom that you could take not to just sleep. I honestly think the world should be, I'm a big advocate for lion's mane for my own personal reasons because of what I've been through. But reishi is something that I think the world should be taking way more of.
I've tried your hot chocolate. I think it's called, is it called hot chocolate or cacao with reishi? I love it. It is cacao. So great. It tastes better than regular chemical hot chocolate. And I know the reishi, like, calms me down. Now I'm drinking the matcha latte. I don't even know what mushrooms are in this.
And the latte has maitake, which is really good for your blood.
Oh, nice. Nice.
They're all immunomodulators for the most part. So they're all really, that your immune system likes them, and they like your immune system.
So what makes, there's mushrooms everywhere. They're very trendy right now. What makes Four Sigmatic mushrooms different from the other mushroom companies?
So when you're looking at products, mushroom products, you want to look for a few things. One is extraction. You want to make sure that your mushrooms are being extracted properly. There's two ways of doing that. There's two traditional ways of doing that. We're in the day and age now where there's so much technology that they're discovering and finding new ways to utilize them. So who knows what the future holds, but two traditional ways of always doing it has been an alcohol extraction and a hot water extraction. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what unlocks the compounds and benefits that these mushrooms possess. All mushrooms contain a compound called chitin, which is the same compound that's found in crab shells. Mm-hmm. So your body doesn't know how to actually break that down. So in order to break that, you have to heat them. So any mushroom that you're going to eat, you should always cook. You should never eat them raw because you're not getting what you could be getting out of it. That's one thing you want to look for is extraction processes and where the mushrooms are coming from, how they're harvested, if it's done sustainably, and things like that. Because there are companies out there I know who just grind up mushrooms and you're just drinking the powder, which isn't doing you any benefits at all, unless you maybe steep it in the water for hot, warm water for a few hours to extract the powder, you know, to actually get that. So we dually extract all of our mushrooms. So they are both hot water and alcohol, and that gets put into a powder form and then gets put into our formulations.
And that's probably like the two main things, is just like where they're coming from and the extraction process that they're put through.
Now, I have been taking the 10 mushrooms, the mushroom shield, what's it called, in my coffee?
The 10 mushroom blend?
The 10 mushroom blend. And I actually got, before I even met you, it's so funny, I got into a debate with my friend about it because he saw the serving size. Mm-hmm. And he said, Rebecca, there's no way that little teeny tiny bit of product can affect your body.
So, well, there's,
with the you, what is that true? Do I need to be taking like a full tablespoon of that to really get the benefits, or is it okay? Because that little amount blends perfectly in the coffee.
Yeah. Well, it really depends on like what you're going for. Our 10 mushroom blend is 160 milligrams of each mushroom of all 10. So it gives you 1.6 grams in total of just so many amazing benefits. It's a low dose of a bunch of different mushrooms. So you're getting your biodiversity to your gut as well. But it's not something, so like we have a few different series. So we have an elixir series, which is what I do the most. So we have four of them. There's a chaga, a reishi, a cordyceps, and a lion's mane. They all have a gram and a half of each mushroom, which is a really strong.
And then how do you take those? How do you take the elixir series?
So all of our products, they come in little packets, and then it's a powder that just mixes with hot water.
Okay.
And that's it.
So that's one focused area of those major mushroom areas at a time, the elixir series.
Correct. Whereas the 10 mushroom blend is like a low dose, kind of covering everything. It's an awesome everyday boost in the sense of like for your immune system, for just keeping everything flowing. Like there's so many different levels that these mushrooms work on that science is just beginning to like back up. That's, you know, all of these things have been known for a long time. Like reishi, for example, has been known as the mushroom of immortality for the last few thousand years, just because of its amazing benefits it has for your cardiovascular system.
And the 10 mushroom blend, it is a small amount, but it probably builds up over time if you take it every day consistently to form like...
Adaptogens are better taken over time, which is interesting because since I've been with the company, I've been with the company now over 2.5 years. I was taking mushrooms and herbs before that, working in the tonic bar. But it wasn't like as on a consistent basis, where since I've been with Four Sigmatic, it's been like a very consistent basis daily, for the most part. And it's crazy thinking back on where I was energetically before I started to where I am now after I started, because I used to, my sleeping patterns were super irregular. I would be taking naps. My body, like there's just so many different things that have now shifted to a way more like adaptable environment. Like I've just like, yeah, I mean, I'm, my energy levels are super grounded. And I don't have like these dips, even when I drink coffee now. But there's just so many things that it just like, you know, mushrooms are the most adaptable thing on this planet. And again, you are what you eat. So they just help your body and your mind adapt to so many different stresses, which is the number one lead to, I personally think cancer.
Stress is the number one killer. So anything you can take to mitigate stress is a godsend. Now let's say that someone's never taken mushrooms. Maybe they're a coffee drinker. Should they start with the mushroom coffee? Like, where do you tell people to start if they're new to the whole world of Four Sigmatic mushrooms, but they want to try it. They want to learn more.
So the cool thing about this, what we do is we have taken what most Eastern practitioners give you, and it doesn't taste good. Like they give you so many herbs and mushrooms that just, it's more of a brutal thing to take them. Yes. So the great thing is we have taken that into and putting it into your or people's already daily
routine. So our whole thing is to help elevate something that you are already taking. So it's really wherever you want to start, because our coffees have, you know, there's 250 milligrams of each of the two mushrooms. So you're getting 500 milligrams total if you're doing the coffees per drink. So, which is why I take the elixirs, because I know what these do for you and have to offer. So I don't need the caffeine either. Like I'm more, as Taro likes to say, the bitter, the better. The more bitter it is for you, the darker the berry, the more rich in nutrients it has. So I like bitter, earthy tasting stuff. But our lattes are great. Like if it depends really on where you are. If you are a full, you know, Western American and not used to that stuff yet, our lattes are a great starting
point. I love the chai latte.
Yeah.
The matcha latte, the chai latte, the hot chocolate, I can vouch for them. They're all amazing. And you have two hot chocolates, one that gives you energy and one that calms you down.
Correct. We have a pick me up and a chill me out.
I love it. So I know a lot of people who listen to this don't live in LA, but for the people who live in LA, we came up with a special gift. Do you want to share that with them?
Yeah. So if you come into the Shroom Room, we're on Abbot Kinney in Venice, California. The address is 1629. You can come in, mention this podcast. We'll give you 15% off. You also can come into the Shroom Room and we do free drinks, so you can try any of our stuff. We have some really cool people that work there. We have Aaron used to be there. He's not so much anymore. He's kind of evolved into his other role that he's doing in the company. But it's either me or Trevor, or we have a girl that works with us, Tawani.
I got to tell you guys, you should go to that Abbot Kinney location. Everybody's cool. It's like totally like not salesy. They're just hanging out, drinking mushroom drinks, talking. Like people are having the most like beautiful connecting conversations. It's an experience. That's what I love about it. It's not just like like a GNC or a Vitamin World where it's all commercialism. People are really having an experience there.
It's fun. It's really cool. I work in, I work with a really awesome company and team. Everybody's kind of their own superhero and angel. And the Shroom Room is a really, it's a cool.
Room. I love it.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Your shop?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
The Shroom Room.
And then we have Maury, the Mushroom Mobile. We also just opened our, so if you're in New York, we just opened our second Shroom Room on the Lower East Side in the Essex Market.
Right.
So if you live there and mention this, you can go see Lauren or Bree. And they will be more than happy to talk you up and serve you a drink and hook you up as well. So, yeah. And then if you see Maury, if you see me, I drive our mushroom mobile.
That's what I saw. So yeah, is that like a food truck for mushrooms?
So when I was doing the Shroom Room, if whoever comes, you'll see it's very much a room. Like it's this little, maybe 10 by 8 foot room. And then there's this little hallway. That's it. So when I was doing that, I was thinking, God, this would be so cool to create that. Like, it's so small and so cool and so perfect that I feel like this is, you could bring it anywhere if you found like the right thing for it. So I was having a hot tub with Taro, and I kind of just told him about this idea to create a mobile Shroom Room, and he loved it. And then we probably for the next like hour and a half, just like started talking and brainstorming and just like talking about all these ideas. And he reached out to me like 3 months later and asked if I'd still like to do it. And I said, hell yeah. And so from there, it pretty much, we started looking for what we could use. And we were going to get like an actual school bus that was, you know, like a long school bus, and we were just going to have that. And I was going to have to get a commercial driver's license and everything. But then that fell through. And literally the bus that we have now for Maury just fell into our laps. And it was this old school bus that musicians were traveling in. Mm. And the framework for it, like for the back bed storage area and then the counter
that's inside was already there. So the welding work was done and we just moved in. So it was my project and I worked with a guy, Lauren, who had the bus, who pretty much takes buses, vans, anything mobile and flips them into whatever you want them to be. So we essentially wanted to create a showroom on wheels. And we worked on that for 2018, the summer of 2018. Leading up to my tour that I did for 2 months, I went to 9 states, fully in the bus, lived out of it.
Incredible. What an adventure.
It was definitely one for the books.
That is grassroots marketing at its finest, going out into the world in your shroom mobile, giving people samples of mushroom elixirs and coffees. I love it. That I wish that would have been a documentary on Netflix or something. People would watch that.
I know. I know.
That's fun.
That doesn't mean it's not going to happen again, but it was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
So Bryce, I know you're going to be up to amazing things in the world. We want to go on your next adventure when you go in, what's your bus called? Maury?
Maury, the Mushroommobile.
Maury, the Mushroommobile. We want to see you on social media and stay in touch. So Bryce, what is the best way for our listeners to keep in contact with you?
Well, definitely follow us at Four Sigmatic for our Instagram. And then I guess for me personally, my Instagram is just _the_uncanny.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. And Twitter or anything like that are the main things? Instagram.
IG.
All Instagram. I love
IG.
It. Well, I have learned so much. Honestly, I feel like I could have talked to you 2 more hours because you have done so much work in the area of mushrooms and holistic medicine. And the fact that you healed yourself from like a near fatal accident through natural healing is just so inspirational. Like if you can do that, you can do anything. So I can't wait to see where Four Sigmatic Mushrooms is going. It's already a household name, at least it is in LA. Everybody I know knows about Four Sigmatic Mushrooms, and I'm going to be taking them all my life because I think they're amazing. So thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your time. And I look forward to visiting you at the Four Sigmatic Mushroom Shroom Room on Abbot Kinney to hear some more of your awesome knowledge.
Yeah, swing on by whenever, please.
Awesome. Well, it was so nice talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for this.
Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.